Hello. If you're listening to this talk, then you should be at least a bit interested in org mode, which is fantastic because there have been quite a few interesting developments over the past year or so. I'm Timothy, as you may have gathered from the last talk, and I'm also quite involved with the org project. So I'd like to go through a few of those developments over the past year or so and give you a few hints as well as to what potentially lies around the corner with org mode. For starters, we're slightly on the more boring side, but a rather significant change to the project occurred with the housekeeping or organisation. The code base for the org project has actually shifted over from a self-hosted GOGS instance over to Savannah, which means it's now living right alongside the Emacs code base. This has been accompanied by the creation of a whole bunch of org-related repos under Bastion, org's maintainers, personal source hat account. We've got the source of the website, the org wiki warg, as well as org contrib. Another recent addition to this list of org related repos is the new org mode test continuous integration. Now, this is rather important because while we do recommend that all contributors actually run make tests before submitting patches to the org project, this doesn't always happen. It can also actually be a bit harder than you expect to run the test because there are a lot of transient dependencies you get with org. For instance, with all of the various Babel libraries which actually require other packages or programming language to be installed on the system. Having a single self-contained test system to actually make sure that org can be regularly and thoroughly tested should be a great help for actually ensuring the quality of the contributions. Now, the funding structure for org has also undergone a bit of a shift. Historically, we've just directed everybody who's interested in financially supporting the org project to the maintainer Bastion's personal GitHub sponsors and LibrePay accounts. Now, early this year, Bastion has created the LibrePay org mode team account, which means that you can actually now support the org project as opposed to the person leading the org project. Currently, this just distributes donations between Bastion, Ihor, and myself. However, the idea is that as the active contributors for the org project come and go over time, the list of people on this team can be changed as seems sensible. The hope here is that it will simplify both how easy it is to actually financially support the org project, as well as how easily people contributing to the org project can be supported. So, if you're interested in supporting the org project, well, there's never been a better time than now to have a look at this and let anybody who might be interested know. Hopefully this leads to a healthier funding structure that will scale better into the long term and thus better support the work that happens with org. Now, the project itself has of course also seen quite a bit of development over the past year. We've had about 800 comments from 80 contributors. Within these comments there's been a lot of polishing, quality of life improvements, and also quite a few new features. Now, I haven't got nearly enough time to go through this exhaustively, so we're just going to go through a quick highlight reel. There's a collection of export improvements from things like which affect all export backends, like including remote content and adding new things like DOI links and support for encrypted org files, as well as a whole lot of export backend specific changes. For example, quite a few backends, I've mentioned the LaTeX one here, but also others like such as TextInfo, have now got in rich support for various types of attributes and objects. The HTML backend has had a few things spruced up, and well, if you want to see the full list, just take a look at the release notes. We've also seen a similar collection of improvements with the Babel backends. Once again, this is scattered, or well, it can be split into two sets of changes. There's some which affect all of Babel, essentially. For instance, the new syntax of parsing the raw content of code blocks, or the changes with NoWeb. For example, NoWeb prefix is a new option that can be used. And then there's also a collection of backend specific changes. So ASCII graphs with plant UML, or enhanced return capabilities with the OBPython library. And then, of course, as before, a whole collection of more changes, which you can find in the release notes. Last, but by no means least, there have been quite a few changes within the rest of org. So this is, once again, far too many things to list, but it's things like improved refiling, capture templates, image preview sizing, clock table settings, agenda tweaks, and, well, a whole lot more. The essence of what's here is a lot of little changes which just address particular use cases in ways that I don't think anybody's going to be seeing the impact of all of them, but I think most people should at least find one or two things which actually improve their own usage. Now, these are the sort of assorted, relatively minor improvements, but there are also some major ones, and one in particular, citations. So I think this has been, at this point, over a decade in the making, but org finally has first-class support for citations, and I have to say, it is marvellous. You'd hope so after the delay, but I think it is, can be said, but it's actually worth the wait. I think out of the various options you've got now, for example, the way that Pandoc and Markdown and other formats do it, org has a fantastically succinct and flexible syntax for citations, which scales really well for all sorts of different use cases. Additionally, on the back-end side of things, we've now got a generalized way for handling citations, which has been quite helpful for the, I think I could say, rather rapid development of multiple citation backends for org. And I think it's just fantastic, really, seeing how quickly org has gone from having no support for citations at the start of this year to what can be described as a wonderfully rich and flexible support with, well, multiple backends for citations. I think something that we can really be proud of, and it's been a fantastic contribution for everybody involved in this process. Okay, so we've had features. There have also been a whole lot of quality of life improvements. Once again, many more than I can reasonably mention here, so we're just going to flicker through a few of them. A few big ones though. Ehor is responsible for three lovely developments with org, one of which is org fold. So this is a generalization of the way that content is folded in org. And I think quite a few people actually underestimate how much can be folded in org. It's not just a matter of headlines. It's headlines, code blocks, lists, environments, all sorts of things can actually be folded in org. And the introduction of org fold is important for two reasons. One is that it has allowed for text property-based folding, which in Emacs versions less than 29 has a huge difference in performance, which is particularly apparent with larger files. The second significant thing about this is that it now actually provides a more general way to actually describe changes to the folding structure. So before, there was direct modification of messing with overlays scattered around the org code base. Now we have a much more well-organized system where we use org fold to say what is and isn't folded and to manage the state of all of that, which is, I think, just from a sort of design, sort of project design approach, a much better system. We've also got the org element cache by Ehor. This is actually something which was discussed quite a while ago, but was somewhat stalled due to the difficulty of cache invalidation. Ehor has sunk a tremendous amount of effort into this and has improved it to the point where we've now actually been able to enable this by default. So what this basically does is it records lots of information about the structure of the org document and allows for, well, with the appropriate modifications that Ehor has also made throughout the org element library, to use this information to speed up various operations based on the org's document syntax tree. And so this has been the improvements to this are scattered all over the place, but for a good example for libraries or anybody who's wanting to quickly map over org elements is org element cache map, which now provides a much, much faster way to map over all of the org elements in a document. This also ties into the third major feature from eHaul, which I'd like to mention, which is org persist. So this provides a method of persisting values across Emacs sessions, basically saving them to a file somewhere and loading them. Now this works for elist values, and it also works for files, which we made use of with the improved capabilities for remote files and exports. This has also been used with the org element cache data. So now if you've got a massive org file, and you open it once, and that data can be saved with the org element cache to org persist, and the next time you load this file in another Emacs session, we can just start with the cache data instead of having to construct everything from scratch, which is quite nice. Once again, a change which, much like the other ones, we'll see more of an impact in larger files, but a very welcome one everywhere. Now, with remote files, there's also been the beginnings of a bit of an effort with org to improve the approach we have to safety. So in this case, previously, org would unconditionally download all the remote files it saw referenced, and now it's actually going to maintain a list of sort of safe resources and prompt you when it's surprised by something to work out whether it should just download this one resource, mark the whole domain as safe, and a few other options. We're also going to probably see a similar approach extend to, for instance, bits of variable execution in the future. Okay, bug fixes. It'd be remiss of me not to mention that along with all of the features and quality of life improvements, there has been a huge pile of bug fixes. I think the best way to actually get a look at this would be to look at the release notes or maybe even the actual commit log. But you could also just take my word and say that there have been a whole load of them over the past year. So just yes, the code base I think is just gradually getting into better and better shape. Asynchronous session evaluation is I think possibly the final quality of life improvement I want to mention. This came early in the year just with OBPython, and it's been delayed because in order to actually make it work, they've required some fundamental changes to the way that OB comment works. Now that's been implemented, we've since seen support extended to OBR, and hopefully we'll see more languages join this list in the not too distant future. And oh, I guess one bonus, which I've tacked on just for fun, is it's now more convenient than ever to actually specify the permissions for tangled files. Previously you had to give a Lisp expression which should be evaluated, now you can give it directly in octal form, instead of being a Lisp expression that produces an integer representation of the octal permissions. Or you can use ls style, rwx and dashes, or even just chmod. I want to be able to execute this as the user, which will do a basically modify the default permission to add that capability. Alrighty, so that's the org project itself, but there's also a whole ecosystem. So what have we got here? Well, a whole bunch of Zettelkasten or personal knowledge base type projects, one of which is Logseq, so that's an online open source Zettelkasten, which supports both Markdown and also org mode as a first class format. Then of course we have OrgVoam, which provides a Zettelkasten built directly on top of org within Emacs. Both of these I've seen considerable interest in over the past year. Moving on to visuals, Minad has produced a lovely another lovely Minad package in the form of org modern, which just spruces up the visuals of org documents and seems to have been quite well received generally since its release. Building on top of the citations from earlier, Andreas Simoy, apologies for pronunciation, has produced the wonderful Siteproc org library, which, if you're not familiar, allows the capabilities of the citation style language, which has now become something which is quite widely supported, to be used for org citation exports. This means that you've got access to, I think at this point, is it thousands or tens of thousands of different bibliography and citation formats, which is, yeah, obviously a huge boon to org citations. Lastly, just to be slightly heretical, I'm actually going to mention the NeoVim org mode project, because I think this really shows the interest in org as the format beyond just Emacs. And I think I haven't gone into it much here, but there's been quite a lot of development with external tools making use of the org format. Clearly, we've done quite a few things right. And so I think it's interesting to see the interest that exists outside of EMS, even without all the lovely tooling we've built, just out of appreciation of the format and its potential. Speaking of the format, though, we've also seen three new parsers on the scene this year. We've got one in Julia, Haskell, and another one for TreeSitter. The last one, I think, is currently the least capable, but also potentially the most interesting in terms of what possibility it allows for. Okay, so that's what a quick speed run through some of the developments over the past year. What's coming next? So there's been quite a lot of work done with the org syntax document. In fact, I've completely rewritten it, and we're now taking it up to spec to actually accurately describe the way that the org format is as of org 9.6. Now, I think this is quite an important document for the growth in parsers and tools to help actually ensure that the way that external tools process org is actually in sync with the way that org mode does. I think it's worth doing everything we can really to avoid the sort of implementation drift that we've seen with Markdown. It's just, I don't want anything near that. This is also quite good for the org format itself, because in the process of going through this sort of effort, it brings attention to irregularities in the syntax which you might want to resolve, and as well as helping the robustness of org mode itself. So ultimately, this is to everybody's benefit, really. It's also my personal hope that this might actually get to the point where we consider submitting this as a text format to the Internet Electronic Task Internet Engineering Task Force as a new text format. So that would be quite nice. The org project itself has a layer on top of the mailing list called Woof, developed by Bastion, and that's about to have another major release. So what this is going to do is improve the ease of which we can actually monitor what's going on with the mailing list. So this is when people have patches, bug reports, or other types of things raised on the mailing list. It's a nice way to collect the status of those and put them all in one place. So improvements to this improve the ease of which the org mode project can be managed, which is always quite nice to see. There's also been, jumping back to the export, which is mentioned right at the start of this presentation, we've got the introduction of engraved faces to LaTeX export. Now, what's quite interesting about this is that this actually uses Emacs' native font lock and allows for processing that in a generalized way to different output formats. So at the moment, this is just integrated with OxLaTeX, but it contains the functionality needed for HTML and ASCII, and it could also be extended to other formats like ODT. So we could potentially have a full syntax highlighting based on Emacs exported to, well, really all of the org mode backends, except I suppose the plain text ones like Markdown. And I think from both the capabilities perspective, because I think really font lock in Emacs, from Emacs major modes, tends to blow basically everything else regularly used out of the water, whether it be listings, minted, or other efforts. And also from a consistency point of view, this could be quite a nice development. Alrighty, now this talk is this year in org, and as I think you all may have guessed, this is very much tied into my work with this month in org, which started I think a bit over a year ago. And so, if as you're all avid readers, I'm sure you've noticed that there haven't been as many posts as of late. Now, this isn't because my interest in this month in org has been diminishing, simply it's the consequence of an evaporation of my free time. However, this month in org is still going to stick around. The only change really is that the title is going to be, probably continue to be, a bit more aspirational than descriptive in the near future. But we'll see how this goes. Oh, thanks for listening to this overview of the state of org at the moment, and hopefully I'll see you next year.